Welcome to Beyond the Byline. I'm Evan Margiotta, but this week, I'm not your host. This edition of Beyond the Byline is a special satire episode hosted by members of The Seagull, the Eagle satire section. As such, the following podcast should not be misconstrued for actual reporting. Any resemblance to a student, staff, or faculty member is purely coincidental. That being said, I hope you enjoy.
Hello, Chris Whitbeck here, editor of The Seagull. I know what you're thinking. This isn't the smooth, suave voice of your regular host, Evan Margiotta. Evan is away right now, backpacking atop the shoulders of giants in the Andes. He's calling it a vision quest. He'll be back soon with your regularly scheduled programming. Instead, you're stuck with me, and joining me today is my co-host and columnist, Lauren Petetta. How are you, Lauren?
I'm great, Chris.
Lauren and I are taking you through all the stories you missed over spring break. Why don't you tell the audience what we've got in store for them today?
Well, first up, we're talking to Kathy Frederick, an AU spokesperson who will tell us why she snubbed the president's former fixer and AU alum, Michael Cohen, for Wonk of the Year. Then, we talk to Nicole Cloquiu about AU's new, controversial internship program. Then, Caden Cloud is in studio to tell us all about the college admissions scandal AU wishes it were a part of.
But first, a word from our sponsor. This very special episode of Beyond the Byline is brought to you by Megabytes Cafe.
No, Chris, that's the wrong one.
Oh, my apologies. Well, this is awkward. I am so sorry. Allow me to correct myself. This episode is actually brought to you by the Wonk Bus. Will they crash it? Nobody knows. The Wonk Bus will take you wherever you go. Hop on the shuttle today. Lauren and I would like to welcome our first guest to the show, AU spokesperson Kathy Frederick. How are you, Kathy?
I prefer Evan.
So let's jump right into it. AU recently named John Kasich its Wonk of the Year. Why the former governor of Ohio?
Well, we started with a list of names, and all of them were pretty good. We narrowed it down from there. By the end of the process, we were basically super confused and bogged down by the weight of it all. And so we just decided to go back to our roots, which, of course, is white men.
Wait, so you're saying that you chose Kasich because he's a white guy?
We chose him because, honestly, decisions are hard, even for the administration. And to be honest, Beto O'Rourke is not wealthy enough, and we already gave it to Anderson Cooper.
You know better than I do that AU alums are in the headlines every 20 minutes, Kathy. 9 times out of 10, it's just Judge Judy or Russian spies. But that other 10% of the time, that's all Michael Cohen. Sources close to Cohen say he's, quote, shocked, saddened, and even ashamed. We're even hearing he snuck pieces of his acceptance speech into congressional testimony.
Right, well, our first priority is making sure all our candidates are in good financial standing. The administration simply decided Mr. Cohen would not be in any place to write large checks behind bars, so it was a pretty easy choice. If he writes a bestseller from prison, maybe we'll reconsider.
Students are telling us that if they wanted to hear a white guy talk politics for an hour, they'd simply go to class.
Jesus, Chris, that's a totally different topic. I'm so sorry, Kathy. You don't need to respond
to that. It's perfectly valid.
Look, if that's all it took to get students to go to class, our rooms would be overflowing, Chris. It's like I said, decisions are hard, and we rely on what we know best.
All right, well, how about this, Kathy? Michael Cohen, Maria Butina, and Jordan Belfort. 3 wonks, 3 cons, and 1 award. You have to give it to one of them. Which one is it, and why?
That's hard. All good choices. I can't really speculate on that.
Answer the question, Kathy.
I mean, I shouldn't.
No, that is quite all right. We don't need an answer to that.
I do.
Okay. Well, thank you to Kathy Frederick for coming in. So we'll be right back after a quick break. Played the lottery? If so, you might already know what it's like to eat on campus. There's a chance it'll be good, but you're probably just wasting your money. If you're gonna risk it all, why not do it at Asian Flavors, where your last resort is probably also your only alternative. Asian Flavors, food for somebody, anybody, anyone at all. Let's welcome Seagull correspondent Nicole Cloquiu to the show. She's here to tell us all about COGOD's progressive internship program, Misdemeanors Today, Entrepreneurs Tomorrow. So, Nicole, with a name like that, what's the program all about?
It's the black market, Lauren.
I'm sorry?
Students wanted real-world experience that was applicable to the life of an actual AU grad, so now COGOD offers this internship program. Interns are paired with anonymous underground connections who help them sell underage students particular items of interest, usually from their parents' liquor cabinets.
You're saying it's a black market for drugs and alcohol?
That's what I said, yes.
And if someone, maybe like a podcast host, were to be interested in acquiring the services of said interns...
Chris, really? This is so not the time.
I mean, I'm sworn to protect my sources, but I could work something out.
Here, Nicole. I'm going to write down on this piece of paper an item. You just tell me whether this can be arranged.
We really shouldn't put this in the show.
Right, so... Nicole, forgive me, where can students learn more about the program?
Any dimly lit corners in Letts, Anderson, or Centennial, really, but only during peak business hours, which is like 12 to 3 a.m. daily.
And AU is actually sponsoring this program?
I mean, they don't put this on the brochures like they do our incredible diversity and fine dining, but they fully support student ambition.
That's great, Nicole, but it's about time we move on to our next guest. Have you ever watched House of Cards, have dreams of an internship on the Hill, or maybe you just really like playing pretend? This special episode is proudly brought to you by American University Student Government. AUSG is happy to bolster their personal resumes while also serving the American University community. For more information on how to get involved, visit the AUSG website. Previous experience in attending meetings is strongly encouraged. All right, Lauren, let's welcome Siegel reporter Caden Cloud to the show. Now, Caden, what do you have for us on this major college admissions scandal?
Yeah, so last week, at least 50 people were charged with allegedly cheating their children's way into elite universities. Parents paid as much as $6 million at a time for their kids to get into schools like Yale, USC, or UCLA.
Not AU?
Nope, not AU. Actually, sources inside the administration are telling me that even they're surprised that they weren't involved. I asked around, and as it turns out, nobody really wants to pay to get their kids into here.
They don't like AU? But what about our diversity? Or our meal plans? I mean, we have a Subway on campus.
Again, Chris, they're just as surprised as you are.
So there are also reports that this scheme involved faking athletic records to make students seem like more successful athletes. This didn't work either?
Right. Apparently, nobody thought it would be believable that a successful student athlete would choose AU.
You're kidding.
No, Chris, I'm quite serious, and so is AU. They're happy they dodged a bullet, but they're even happier that Georgetown didn't. Thanks to the scandal, they're probably going to have to expel some students, which means we just got a few new classmates.
So what you're saying is AU is happy to take the students that Georgetown doesn't want?
Exactly. AU doesn't have to change a thing. Not that they would, of course.
That'd be asking too much. That's all for us, Caden. Thanks for stopping by. That's about all the time we have this week, so thank you all for listening to a very special satire episode of Beyond the Byline. Join Lauren and I next time as we take you on a deep dive into the truth in a very special Siegel investigation of Megabytes Cafe. In the meantime, for Lauren Petetta, I'm Chris Whitbeck. We'll see you next time.
Thanks everybody for listening. This special episode was produced by Chris Whitbeck, Lauren Petetta, Barbie Armstrong, Nicole Clockwick, and Caden Cloud, with special contributions from Sasha Jones, Nick Mack, and myself. If you enjoyed this change of pace, please feel free to leave us a comment or rating. Regular episodes of Beyond the Byline will return in 2 weeks with updates on campus news. Until then, have a great week.